Tell your smart speaker to play 93.7 WEEI.
This is Jones and Keefe
on WEEI.
Bills GM Brandon Bean.
I love it.
On the radio up in Buffalo.
Feisty.
Very sensitive is how I would describe that.
You guys are bitching about wide receivers. Like, yeah, sounds like a good topic.
Yeah, it does sound like a good topic. The guy tucked tail a little bit. We clipped it out of there, but the guy on the radio up in Buffalo tucked tail a little bit. He's like, oh, I wish you listened to the last 2.5 hours. There's a lot of things we liked.
Oh, my God.
It's like, dude, just lean into it.
I like that he's hot and bothered by it.
Well,
I like it.
I don't know. Like, to me, it's like, wow, you guys are doing a lot of bitching. We scored the most points. You guys haven't won anything.
No, you haven't won a thing.
Maybe win something and we'll stop complaining about your receivers and stop complaining about things.
Yeah, I guess you're happy with, you know, winning the division.
He did dunk on him a little bit, being like, boy, it's like 2018 when you guys wanted Rosen over Allen.
That's a great call. You put that in your back pocket. Yeah. You have that. That is going to win every single time.
It's like, oh, yeah, Jones, you think you know so much? Remember when you wanted Markelle Fultz over Jason Tatum?
Yeah.
Like, you know, like Brad yells that at me or something like that.
Right. Oh, it'd be great.
Yeah.
No, I like that. I'm not saying he's necessarily right or wrong. Like, he's defending himself, and he's going on that show. And I like the idea of, like, I don't know if that's a weekly guest or if that was just, like, a planned one-off, but the idea of you can tune in ahead of time. If you hear those guys ripping you, you're not just going to be all nicey-nicey when you get on there. So I like that. But, I mean, the fact is they have not won a Super Bowl. They've not played in a Super Bowl.
No.
And their receiving corps is not great.
No,
so, like, you're relying very heavily on Josh Allen, which was a tremendous pick.
They've never won anything.
Yeah, no, like, no, it's a franchise that is a, like, a loser franchise. Like,
it's okay to be a little critical up there.
Yes.
In Buffalo.
I would hope so. If you're like, hey, everything's good.
I'm actually shocked they are.
Yeah, what? Good?
No, I'm shocked they're critical up there.
Oh, I
honestly.
Know. It's that's surprising. They'd just be happy to be relevant, right? Yeah. For the last, you know, the Josh Allen era, they've been very relevant. They just haven't been able to break through yet.
So this ties in with the Patriots. I want to get into it. Jones and Keefe.
Think Elliot Wolf will ever call us and complain? But like,
oh, you didn't like the Judon trade?
Oh, yeah.
I didn't. I didn't like the Judon trade.
Oh, see, I did.
Did you?
I did at the time. Yeah, I was like, get rid of this guy.
I didn't love it. Oh, I was fine with them trading him. I just didn't think they got enough in return.
I
had no problem trading Judon. I just didn't think a third-round pick was going to get it done. But wrong
I thought Jalen Polk was going to be better than he was.
Me too.
I still wouldn't have taken him.
We could all agree on that. Yeah. Me, you, the Wolfpack, we could all agree. We thought Jalen Polk would have been better. So we'll get to the tiers. The wildest relationships, mostly in sports. Are they all in sports?
They're all sports. At least one member of the relationship
Wildest relationships in sports. Bill and Jordan on the list. If you missed any of our reaction to Jordan's latest, just know she's now posting and or writing Bill's emails.
Yeah.
On Instagram. You can check out her Instagram. You can check out the Odyssey app. Go back and listen to our discussion on Jordan's latest post on Instagram.
And apparently there's going to be a full statement later today.
And a tease of a full statement later on today.
She put out a teaser.
Aftermath
from
the CBS Sunday Morning interview that didn't go well. The TMZ report last night that she stormed off the set and wanted Bill to come with her. And people at UNC are very concerned about this.
Yeah.
Now she's on Instagram posting his emails and again, or writing them. A lot of people are like, well, Bill clearly didn't write that. So, like, what's the big deal?
It's even worse.
I would agree that's
worse.
If she's actually...
He's not even writing his own emails.
If she's actually writing and signing emails as Bill, then that is even worse.
Because then, like, you go to that... Next, you go to the beyond, like, who's signing the will? Like, do you want to go to that? Do you want to go all the way to there?
Right.
I don't know.
Right. Who has...
Who's got power of attorney?
Who's got the...
Is that whatever it's called?
Yeah. Who's got the pin for the bank account? You know what I mean? Like, who's got that information?
You think they're legally married? I mean, that could be something that's on the sly. Who knows?
I don't know. Let's keep an eye out for the full statement later today.
So I'm not in PR.
Yeah.
Famously, I'm not in PR.
No, she is. She's very good at PR, Keith. This is what she does.
This is my recommendation.
Yeah.
In this day and age, there's always something new. There's always something else coming around the corner. Less is more. You'd be more likely to just like...
Let the news cycle peter out.
Yes.
Yeah.
It'd be like a massive story for a couple of days. Everyone's making fun of you. Everyone's making fun of both of you and like whatever. Tomorrow there's going to be something else. The next day there's going to be something else. But if you release emails and then like you're not going to win with this statement. There's nothing you can say where you're like, oh, okay.
No. She's actually not crazy.
She's not nuts. That's the sanest statement I've ever read. I guarantee you that is not going to be the response when we read it later.
No, it's true. But they're clearly trying to get in front of something because there are more leaks coming from CBS. I would not rule out we get the full director's cut, Keith.
That'd be great. That'd be great. Well, that might be a good response. Like, if she, in the statement, buries CBS for being unprofessional and everything else.
Fake news.
Maybe they're like, okay, here's actual proof of everything that happened. You know what I'm saying? Like,
oh, that would be a great response by them.
Oh, they should be like, okay, you think we're unprofessional? This is what it was.
Yeah,
these are the questions we asked. this is how you responded to him. Oh, it'd be great. Pick a fight with them. Yeah. That'd be fantastic.
Yeah, go ahead. 617-779-7937. So we'll get to the wildest sports relationships. Good day for it. On Tier Tuesday at 11:30, we have another pair of tickets to give away. We have four pairs today all day long here on Jones and Keefe. A couple more come your way on WEEI Afternoons. Greg was giving them away all morning long, but a two for Tuesday. Red Sox-Rangers tickets at 11:30. Stay tuned for that. Tommy Curran at high noon and a Keefe for Madness at 12:45. We started the show asking you how much better the Patriots are. Are they a playoff team? Where are their biggest areas of weakness? Let me ask a similar question in a different way, Keefe, and we'll use Brandon Bean as a jumping off point there, clapping back at the radio in Buffalo. Have the Patriots closed the gap on the Bills at all?
Yeah, I think they have a little bit, but it was such a massive gap. Like, they were so far away from the Bills, even though they did beat them head to head in that last game of the season. That was a nice win.
Very nice win. That one counts.
That counts.
Put that on the board.
It cost them. It cost them Travis Hunter. But anyway, they closed the gap in the way where I don't know how much better the Bills have gotten. I know they added Joey Bosa, so we'll see how good Joey Bosa is. So, like, they've made some tweaks, but they're already, like, the top of the division, yet not the top of the conference. And we both think the Patriots may have doubled their win total. So, like, that alone, they've closed the gap. Like, they're closer. They've added more talent. They're a much better team today than they were 3 months ago. So, yeah, I mean, I would still say the Bills are a much better team, but at least it's somewhat of a conversation now where it really wasn't for the last couple of years.
I find it interesting, too, that he's so sensitive about any criticism of their draft. Like, that's just interesting to me.
Yeah.
And you wonder, are they on edge a little bit there? Where, like, it was again, they're hosting the AFC title game, and again, you come up short, and it's just...
Well, I thought, until we realized Bill and his whole situation went sideways, I thought the Buffalo Bills could be a good spot for him. A team that already has all the talent.
Yeah, not anymore.
No. Yeah. But like a year ago, you're like, if McDermott gets to a certain point and fails again, do you need to tweak it? And like, do you have a little bit of an advantage on game day if you brought in Bill, especially because the offense for the Bills seems to be fine. Like, let Josh Allen's now had a couple different coordinators and he's still lighting it up, winning MVPs. Whereas the defense, I know McDermott's a defensive guy, but that's where they needed a little bit of help. And could Bill have been the difference maker there? I mean, obviously that ship has sailed, but yeah, McDermott makes the playoffs every year, but you wonder, like, is he the right guy to push him over the top?
Can you check something for me real quick?
Yeah.
Did Jordan take that down?
Let me see.
Text line says she took it down. Is that accurate?
No.
Still up?
Yeah, I think so.
All right. Inaccurate text. Just checking.
I mean, unless my thing, yeah, I still see it.
No, the Patriots took down their A minor tweet. I think maybe that's what you were
thinking.
They
did have a hilarious Mr. Irrelevant tweet, but yeah, that went down. No, as far as I still see it on her.
Okay, boots on the ground. Rich Keefe, Stats and Info Department says the Instagram post still exists. Incorrect
still
text line. Mm-hmm. I wouldn't be surprised at all if that gets taken down, which is why I wanted to check it.
TMZ's got a bunch of stories on her. Apparently, they had a New York City date night.
Wait, they got more stories?
Yeah, let's not stop these two. So TMZ caught up with them.
Wait.
Yeah, yeah. Okay. I mean, they didn't say anything. They walked out and they did like that thing where they're like TMZ and they're paparazzi or whatever. And I guess they were asking them.
Oh, yeah. On awkward interview during NYC date night.
Yeah, yeah.
What is the deal with these
two? Hey, Bill, how's that CBS interview? And they obviously didn't say anything. They just kept walking. Pretty funny. Yep.
Good stuff. Okay. We'll track those. So the Bills, I just think are in a weird place where it's like they feel like they're feeling the pressure a little bit. The Patriots are clearly better. How much we can debate.
Yeah.
Are the Patriots better than the Jets this year, Keith? Last year, one win separated the two. Jets have Justin Fields. They were 5-12. Pats are 4-13.
Yes, I'm going to say they are better.
I am too.
And maybe this is me being very optimistic, but I am going to say they are better. I think in a weird way, the Jets, just to be rid of Aaron Rodgers, might be better off. A lot of those guys, things started to turn on them. Like, I think you'll get more out of Garrett Wilson and Breece Hall. So I'm not like completely dismissive of the Jets, but I would take the Patriots over them.
Patriots or Dolphins? Dolphins were 8-9 a year ago. They won both games with the Pats. Pats split with the Jets a year ago.
Is Tyreek Hill still playing with them? Is he happy? Like every other day it feels like there's something else.
Happy? I don't know. I think he's going to be on the team.
Yeah. Okay.
Is he happy? I have no idea. Is he? You know? Does he have another horrible accusation against him? I have no idea, but he'll be on the team, I think, at this point.
You know what, man? I think I'll take the Pats.
Yeah?
I think I might.
Okay, well, then the answer is definitively they've closed the gap quite a bit on Buffalo. Doesn't mean they're going to catch Buffalo.
Well, so
if they just leapfrog the Jets, it's like, all right, again, both these things can be true. they can be much better than a year ago and nowhere near the playoffs. That's a real thing that could be in play. If you think they've leapfrogged the Jets and the Dolphins, and as much as I want to put them in front of the Dolphins, I'm not sure I would. I definitely take them ahead of the Jets right now.
Yeah.
As much as I want to do that, I'm not quite sure I can go there. If they're leapfrogging both those teams, then great.
Yeah, they might. I mean, the Dolphins won 8 games last year, and so they were probably, they had injuries, and they were like a little underwhelming. They were probably, supposed to be a playoff team. But if they were at 8 wins and the Jets were at 5 wins, we're all pretty confident that the Patriots are going to really improve from their 4. Do you feel the same way about the Jets or the Dolphins really improving? Maybe the Jets are a couple games better. Dolphins might be similar or game. Like, I think it's going to be kind of a dogfight for second place in the division. I'm still giving the Bills the clear cut.
I mean,
they should win the division.
That might be its own win for the Patriots. That might be a decent goal. Finish second in the division. And, where does that win total get you? Does it only get you to 7 wins? Does it get you to 9 wins? But finish second in the division, that might be a realistic goal for this team and a reasonable goal.
Yeah, because last year there was only one team to make the playoffs from the division. So it could be the same thing, but instead of being in the basement, you're up to, second place.
617-779-7937. You can jump in here on all the latest. More details. They are coming in fast and furious. Bill and Jordan, the Patriots and how improved they are. Have they closed the gap on Buffalo? And is Buffalo gettable?
Yeah.
If not this year, soon, based on Brandon Bean and his sensitivity up in Buffalo. You can get to that coming up. Meanwhile, we had a lot of Celtics talk planned here, Keith.
Yeah.
Some of the Patriots stuff is taken
Jordan's
over.
Jordan's kind of hijacked it.
She really has. She's hijacked Bill's life and now this radio program as well. Game 5 tonight, Celtics and Magic. It's stupid to call it a must win. But,
yeah, no, it's definitely not.
But you don't want to toy around with this team any more than you have to based on how physical the Magic have been, how annoying of a series it's been. The Knicks can wrap up their series tonight. Like, you want to talk about leaving a mark physically and just wearing you down. You don't want to toy around with this and go back to Orlando and drag it out. You're winning the series no matter what. So it's stupid to call it a must win. Even if it took 7 games, you're going to win the series.
Right.
But why let this thing drag on any longer than it should? End it now. End it tonight. How confident are you that they will?
Pretty confident. I mean, I will. No Drew Holiday again, so it's going to be 3 straight games without Drew Holiday.
Yeah, I don't love that.
I don't, but they look.
Isn't Jalen's question? I mean, I assume he's going to play, but Jalen's questionable tonight?
Yeah, the only one so far ruled out is Drew Holiday. But no, I think it's important. I think, for a number of reasons, you want the extra rest, and we'll see. I mean, the Knicks-Pistons series could end tonight as well.
That's what I'm saying.
Kind of surprising.
They get extra rest. They get extra prep time. They get whatever while you have to go back to Orlando. Right. That's no good.
Cavs have already advanced. Thunder have already advanced. So if you're trying to keep up with them and move on. Plus, Al Horford seems to be bothered by this team. So why even play 48 more minutes against this team if you don't have to? Right? Just because, you and I don't think it's super cheap the way those guys have played. But if they do, get out of there. I mean, they're big favorites once again. They should win this game. You sort of tip your cap to the Magic for staying in it, not giving up, stealing a game, probably maxing out what they could get out of their season. But no, for so many different reasons, you just want to end it tonight.
So,
and I think they will.
So I also think they will. If they don't, I'm not going to be worried about this series. They're beating the Magic.
Mm-hmm.
And I probably still won't be worried about New York. But I'll start to worry about their title hopes. How are you going to get past Cleveland? How are you going to get past OKC? Both those teams swept. And I thought OKC had more issues than I expected against Memphis. Cleveland started a little slow against Miami. Then you saw what they did last night. They were rolling last night. So I'll start to worry about that. If they take longer than they should with Orlando and they have to go back to Orlando for a game 6, I will start to question that. I'm confident they get it done tonight. I'm already a little underwhelmed by how they played. I would be very underwhelmed if this thing takes 6 and you have to go back to Orlando while the Knicks wrap their series up in 5. The Celtics don't want to deal with another game. Horford, Tatum, all these guys don't want to deal with another game with this annoying, pain in the ass, some say dirty team. So I think they get it done tonight, just like you, Keith. They should get it done tonight. If they don't, I'll start to question some big picture stuff.
Well, not only that, taking it one step further, I mentioned the Knicks series could be over tonight. So could the Pacers. Like, if the Celtics lose, they'd be maybe the only Eastern Conference matchup still going. Right? Like, that'd be kind of an odd thing to see. And I referenced the 08 team a bunch, where the 08 team went 7 games the first 2 rounds. And you're like, oh, this isn't really ideal. And then by the time they played the Pistons and the Lakers, they were actually better off for it. But that was surprising.
Could they be the last series going? If they lose tonight,
No, Nuggets and Clippers are tied at 2.
Oh, sorry. So never mind. But Golden State would be wrapped up. Minnesota could be wrapped up in theory if they both win their game 5. So it would be them, the Nuggets and the Clippers, and that's it. You're the only series still going by Thursday if you lose. Again, I don't think they're going to.
I think the Pistons win tonight also. I think the Pistons force a game 6, but we'll see. I mean, I thought they were going to win that series, and they're down 3-1, so who knows? They don't really have what it takes, I guess, to close. But no, I think the Celtics do wrap it up. My question is, do they find a way to get back to what they did in the regular season and hoist 53s, or are they more shooting free throws and playing like that kind of style?
I'm also interested in, and, you know, they were a great road team in the regular season. They've already lost a road game. They were a so-so home team. They've already won both their games at home. So let's just see if that holds, because, again, they haven't been a super consistent team at home. I don't think the Magic get them tonight, but their struggles at the Garden, relative to, you know, championship caliber teams, that level of struggle, I'd keep an eye on that tonight. But no, I think the Celtics should wrap it up. Mm-hmm. If they don't, I'm starting to get concerned, big picture, about how it would look against Cleveland. I've always been concerned about OKC, but I'd start giving Cleveland a little bit more respect, I guess. I would just start looking at that and say, well, if they're struggling with this team, what are they going to do against the best team in the East all year that matched up pretty well with them in the regular season? 617-779-7937. You want to jump in on the Celtics big game 5 tonight at TD Garden. You can do that here today on a very, very busy Jones and Keith. Coming up at high noon, you're going to hear from Tom E. Curran on a Tom E. Tuesday. All the latest on, the Patriots draft. Also, Bill Belichick and Jordan. We'll have to get a few questions in there with Curran at high noon. Kiefer Madness at 12:45. Bill Jordan could really be their own Kiefer Madness today.
That's true.
They will be prominently featured in Tier Tuesday, the wildest relationships in sports. We'll get to that, and it's 2 for Tuesday on WEEI. You want to win a pair of tickets to see the Red Sox take on the Rangers on May 6th at Fenway Park. You'll have an opportunity to do so right after Trending with Billy Lanny.